1972.
Delaney hanging out with all of you during this hour of ATN, and we're going to cut a broad swath through the nation. What's buzzing around your backyard, things that we're all talking about, you know, all roads lead actually to D.C. and then bounce back. I'm more a Jeffersonian type person. I'm about smaller government and let the states handle it. Of course, now what we're seeing is the feds trying to play catch up on some of the issues like immigration, for example. Arizona squeals, tries to come up with ways to handle the absolutely unbelievable problems they're having, maybe some of the worst in the country. And we know how this story goes. Jan Brewer, the governor, gets slapped down, and then the challenge begins, and the government sues Arizona, and, you know, they lock horns, and that's not even over yet. Probably ends up in the lap of the Supreme Court, which is initially what we thought was going to happen in the first place, but along the way we thought we'd waste a little money and sue one of the states. So anyway, part of what we'll talk about here right from the get-go is something that affects us as far as the world's concerned, and also the debt limit, the constant barrage of comments about whose fault it is, where are we cutting, whatever. I am so tired of it. I don't know about you, but it's got to be like that kid in the class. Maybe let's say the two kids in the class that keep going at it, keep going at it, keep going at it, keep going at it, and disrupting the classroom, and the teacher is out of answers with all kinds of things like staying after and doing extra homework or whatever. And they just finally, they can't take it anymore. And they switch the classes or figure out what else they're going to do. It's like that. It's so out of control. Eric Cantor talked about the debt limit gravity of the situation. Take a listen.
Will they step up and match the gravity of the situation that we're in?
And what he's talking about is, like I said, the back and forth of this. We are at this point where July and August, if the debt ceiling, if we don't raise it, then we default on the loans, then what happens then? Can you default on your loans? I mean, look, as much as we really don't want to go down this path, because all of us still have this thing stuck in our craw about banks too big to fail and the Wall Street fat catters and the rich get richer. I mean, I can trot out all kinds of trite sayings for you. And I think that's what pulls us around, and there's this confusion on the whole debt ceiling deal. So we're going to see more Democrats, and then we'll see the Republicans come back like Cantor did, Republican. And they'll go back and forth. And then eventually they'll take a vote. And guess what? They're going to vote to raise it. They have to. They're going to lift it. I know it. So all of this conversation from Washington, where they could have been focusing on getting this done and focusing on other things, just gets stretched out. Stretched. It's like a comedian whose act is too short. And they're, you know, that there's someone behind the curtain giving him the sign to stretch. Oh, just do it. Just stretch. And you can always tell in television when somebody gets that sign, or when you're somewhere live watching a performer, it's just stretch. Because there's this just moment where they blink and you catch it. Well, they're blinking in Washington. That's what's happening. They're blinking in Washington. Not when it comes to the president, though. He's smiling. He's not blinking. Because trust me, his phone rang very early in the morning when they looked at the approval ratings. His approval rating has hit its highest point in 2 years, 60%. Now more than half of Americans, is that any of you out there, say he deserves to be reelected, period. And this was taken, this Associated Press, GFK, rather, poll, was taken after those SEALs went in and took out Osama bin Laden. It's got to be a very scary sign for Republicans, though, because the president on foreign policy now steps up in the eyes of a lot of people. And where will the independents go? A lot of times they slide Democratic, and that will be a key voting block for either side. In which direction are they going to go in? And the majorities of the public really feel that Obama is a strong leader who's going to keep America safe. So in this poll, 3/4, 73% say they are now confident that Obama can effectively handle terrorist threats, that he can handle it, and that he improved his standing on Afghanistan, Iraq, and the United States' relationship with other countries. But not everybody's optimistic. Because what people are concerned about with the baby boomers getting older is not being able to retire at the age that you could have retired before, not really having a decent life after that because they're concerned about Medicare and Social Security and the debt of the country. So we go back to the deficit thing again. But the boost is huge because this is part of a re-election campaign. And in these early debates with the Republicans, it's going to be very tough for whoever gets thrown in here. And we really, at this point, do not know who it is. Joe Lieberman had some conversation about the Middle East earlier in the day, but it wasn't about Libya, and it wasn't about the usual suspects. It wasn't about the bin Laden stuff. Instead, lost in all of this is what's going on in Syria. Lieberman summed it up as only Lieberman can do in talking about the Syrian leader. Listen.
Assad is a thug and a murderer, a totalitarian leader who is pursuing the Gaddafi model and hopes to get away with it.
Yeah, and what, Syrian tanks hit two towns, 20 people they say were killed, and that's the same thing. That's why he's comparing him to Gaddafi, who, by the way, has disappeared for weeks. Suddenly he showed up on state-run TV and didn't talk, but looked like Gaddafi. They went down to the date to show the date so that people would think it was real. But now Assad is doing exactly what Gaddafi was doing. And the Gaddafi situation in Libya ends in a stalemate at this point. Just a stalemate. Didn't we all predict that this, unfortunately, was going to happen? So they didn't want to let down the hammer, and look at Gaddafi continuing to somehow thrive because he wasn't taken out. Not like bin Laden, rather, but he wasn't taken out when they had a chance to get him. Because, of course, that wasn't the mission. The mission was just to be part of the NATO alliance, basically. Ugh, what a can of worms. Coming up on the flip side, a little bit of the lighter fare. Some really oddball stuff, including an actress who is the ultimate bad girl. Hang through. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Speaking of abracadabra, I think that's what Lindsay Lohan thinks happened with the whole necklace jewelry thing. Boy, this really put her in the middle of the crosshairs with the law, didn't it? Big time. So a lawyer enters a no contest plea on Wednesday for Lohan, who, as far as the theft of this necklace is concerned. So for all of you that don't know the story, because we don't talk about celebs that much, here's the scoop. This actress goes into a store, says she forgot about it, actually walked out of a upscale store in Venice in Los Angeles and walked out with a $2,500 necklace. I can see how she could do that. She is definitely wifty. What do they say about air between the ears or something? Probably because of all the things that have happened with her. So anyway, I kind of believe that. Doesn't matter, though, what I believe. She enters a no-contest plea, and that kind of sets up confinement, community service, that kind of stuff. She said later in the day in a written statement that she was glad to put the case behind her and is already working on community service at a shelter for women. So what did the judge have to say as far as the community service is concerned, especially? Here's Judge Stephanie Saunter.
House arrest is house arrest. You don't get to do a double dip and do house arrest and go out all day and do your community service, have a little dinner on the way home, and have a nice night at home like the rest of us do.
Yeah, just in case you were going to go and have a glass of wine, hang out, think it was no big deal. That's not going to happen. So, 120-day jail sentence and to remain on probation because of the drunk driving case from back in 2007. She has to complete a total of 480 hours of community service and blah, 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 blah. I mean, this poor kid. I say poor kid. She had everything. And then that crazy family combined with her and who knows what's gone on. But she goes to the Betty Ford for 3 months after she failed a drug screening. And then she gets into trouble with drinking. And it's been a downward spiral that she can't seem to break that addiction cycle, or for whatever reason she's stuck in it. And the world is just fascinated, though, by Lindsay Lohan. You know, the person who is happy that Lindsay Lohan came around, your Paris Hiltons, those kind of people want the spotlight when it's positive, but they don't need to, they don't want the negative spotlight. So she kind of helped out a few of those young actressy type people, or people who get a lot of publicity, with what happened in her case. That, honestly, I mean, honestly. All right, as I said, this is kind of one of those segments where we're going to move around in a couple of different directions. You know, everybody has their favorite album or favorite concert. Somebody asked me the other day, what was the first concert I went to? And I got it wrong, because now I remember. The first concert I went to was Eric Clapton. But I wasn't of the Pink Floyd generation, but I know Pink Floyd's music. And Pink Floyd is reissuing albums. I mean, amazing amounts of CD stuff, putting it all together. And it'll be kind of like the Beatles when they had their anthology, or whatever they called it, where they release all of the albums. So Pink Floyd is doing that too. And Pink Floyd was pretty popular, so I'm assuming that's going to be a runaway hit, and they probably know it's going to be a runaway hit. The song that you might still hear on the radio, if you listen to the radio and you're not doing the serious thing, or you're hooked into your iPod, you don't even pay attention to what's going on, the Dark Side of the Moon. That was one of their best-selling albums of all time, and that's going to come out on a 6 and 2 disc deal. But they're serious about pulling it all together. So I think that's pretty cool to go back and listen to all that Pink Floyd music, right? Here's something else to chew on when you talk about odd. In odd news, it's a kind of a fashion makeover in Wichita Falls, Texas. Certainly for the jail crowd. You know, we're just talking about Lindsay Lohan. A North Texas jail is going with what they call old school for the inmates who are wearing stripes. When was the last time you saw stripes in a cartoon? I never saw stripes. They always have orange jumpsuits. So the deputy chief, Derek Madar, is saying the prisoners are more easily identifiable in the striped uniforms. The old green uniforms looked like medical scrubs, and the new jail jumpsuits have the words Wichita County Inmate printed on them in large letters. So you have to assume if they escape, they would ditch that piece of clothing in a second, because you just follow it. Oh, look, I know exactly where they're from. But I've never seen one. I've never seen a striped prisoner's uniform. I've been in a couple prisons and they've had the orange jumper. Pretty interesting. What happened in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania? What is going on in America? It's a suburb of Philadelphia, and check this out. A 5-pound package of pot was delivered by a woman. She was expecting a delivery from Babies R Us. They say she called the cops when she realized what was in the package. It's the second time this week that someone in that area has received an unexpected brick of pot, of weed, of whatever you want to call it. And an elderly couple was the first one to get a package in the mail last week. Both packages had an Arizona return address, so police are trying to track them down under the sender. Now, do you really think the real sender is going to put their name on there? No, I don't think so. I put Cheech and Chong and then put the Arizona address, which is I'm sure not really somebody's address. It's probably somebody they know who's taking it in. I mean, crazy. How about this from Walla Walla, Washington? I know we have a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Washington. The big purple octopus has to go. Oh, that nasty judge. Inland Octopus toy store owner Bob Cassiff has an octopus painted on the side of his building. Well, the city people in Walla Walla say it's an illegal sign. He said his octopus mural is art and is protected by the Constitution. He took his case to court. The judge is siding with the city, and they're fining him for a code violation at $100 a day. Ooh, I bet that purple octopus is going to go sooner rather than later. That's a lot to pay for your art and the right to be right. Probably, I'm thinking probably too much. Charleston, West Virginia. Cold War history. The Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia. I have a friend that works there. Is doing what they call spring cleaning. Among the things that are going up for auction are the 60s blue vinyl steel cafeteria chairs. If you want to go retro in your house. They have a massive bunker that was built as a shelter for Congress in the event of nuclear war. Those chairs are from that bunker. Other things that will be for sale, limos, champagne buckets, and the auction is set for May 21st. That could be a lot of fun. Maybe you pick up a little piece of history. The Greenbrier is a beautiful resort, but I mean, just kind of, I don't know how to describe it, kind of like the Old South, I guess. It reminds me of the Old South and usually is quite crowded. So for some people to get a chunk of history, that's pretty exciting. I think the chairs would be the coolest thing since you know where they were. The chairs, you know, weren't sitting out. They were part of this in the bunker. And you have to think if that place opened in the 60s, it was obviously done right away, probably in the beginning of when they got down in there. All right, another reminder for you. Don't forget about those brushes with fame. Send them to me, americatonight.net, because then you're entered into our drawing. The leather coat is sweet. It's a motorcycle leather coat with all kinds of pockets and stuff. It says USA on the sleeves and the big American flag on the back. I really hope we have a winner. So if you have any brushes with fame, send them to me. We're kicking the can down the road.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a Survival Garden Seed Vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
On the family pet to Bin Laden's diary. You never know what you're going to get here on America Tonight. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks. I went to a game the other night. Went to a baseball, Major League Baseball game the other night. And, man, everyone around me was just down in the Cracker Jacks. I thought Cracker Jacks, I mean, I know they're around, but I thought people didn't really eat Cracker Jacks anymore. But I guess I was wrong, that whole thing about, you know, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. The seventh inning stretch, they're buying the Cracker Jacks out of the ballparks. So we're talking about a whole bunch of different things. But the Bin Laden diary thing is really intriguing to me. Which, by the way, the U.S. has permission to question the three wives in piecing, you know, more info, gathering up all that intel and finding out whatever they can, I'm sure, about plans and things that they knew and verifying how long he had been there. But it looks like really he's there since 2005. That's a long time to be in the community where he was and nobody ratting him out. Don't you find that hard to believe? I still can't get past that. I find that very, very hard to believe. By the way, we're taking America Tonight on the road, coming up in 30 days. We'll be broadcasting live from the United Nations. If you want to throw in your two cents on some of the stuff we've been talking about here, like diary versus the photograph, which would be more intriguing to you, you can only pick one, you can only look at one, what would you look at? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 5791. Jeff in Oregon, you get to lead off the parade. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing good, Kate. You know, this year they haven't had Special Olympics here for like six years, but now they're bringing them back.
Sweet.
And I'm on the fundraiser committee for up to today. For only a day, I made like $275.
Good for you.
Hey, What do you think of the Detroit Red Wings coming back against San Jose? I want to get your opinion, Kate, because you're like a sports expert.
You know what? I think it's huge. To force that game seven, they score three goals in the third period, so they end up knocking off San Jose 3-1. Now, what's interesting is it goes, but game sevens are awesome in any sport. So the seventh game, though, goes back to San Jose. But I have a feeling they can pull this off because they came back, and it's amazing what they did because they were down three games. I mean, how is that possible? It's so hard to do that with the Sharks leading. You know, and if the Sharks lose to the Red Wings, they become the fourth team to lose a best-of-seven series after they almost closed the door, after leading three games to none. I think they're going to do it. I think Detroit's going to do it on the road. I think they have the momentum, and even though the crowd will be for San Jose, I think that they're going to get out of that hole and come all the way back.
Well, I think I'm sorry, Kate, to tell you, but Dallas is going to get beat when they play NBA. I think Miami's going to beat them.
Well, wait a second. First, they have to. It's either going to be Oklahoma or Memphis they have to get through first, which I think they'll get through. So you're thinking the same thing. I think they'll get through one of those two teams, and I think it'll be me. I think it's going to be a rematch because, remember, Miami embarrassed the Mavericks a few years ago, so I think it's going to be a rematch of those two teams.
Well, you know, the guy who predicted Phoenix, Portland was going to win, I think he was wrong. Your sports reporter.
You're talking
about. You have to tell him.
You're talking about Steve Budin, Da Buddha, who we had on the show. Who, he guessed wrong on that one.
Well, you have to tell him. You heard it from Special Olympian first.
I will tell him. I'm going to tell him what you say about the Mavericks if it comes down to that. It was an interesting sweep, Jeff.
You mean Miami?
Yeah, Miami.
Kay.
Yeah, you think it's going to be Miami, but I think it was an interesting sweep of the Lakers. I think that gives the Mavericks some spare mojo. I think that you saw a couple of key players off the bench in that series, like J.J. Barea, who was amazing in the paint and was able to get layup after layup. And Dirk Nowitzki, of course, is going to get his shots. Jason Terry, I mean, we could go through the whole roster. But basically, I think a lot of people stepped up on that team. If they can do that, it could be an interesting final. Of course, they still have to get out of the West. Who's to say? We can't just completely discount Oklahoma or Memphis. Jeff, thanks for the call. We'll definitely lean on the Buddha man and tell him what you said. You know, I'm always telling you, if you can't get through on the phone lines or you don't want to call or you're working, a lot of people are working. Our pals in Georgetown, Kentucky, working at the plant, the Toyota plant, which, by the way, is celebrating like 25 years. I hear the celebrations are kind of subdued, but it's a milestone. And they say they want to continue to do some big things at that plant, even though Toyota has certainly taken it on the chin the last year and a half with some of the problems with Toyota cars and super bad publicity, which hurt, obviously. But that plan seems to be pretty solid, and congratulations to all the people who work there. So I know a lot of folks there listen, and they'll tune us in driving home, and they'll sneak a listen or two when they're at work. So I always encourage people to send me their thoughts through the website. If you go to americatonight.net, just click on the email and shoot it our way. And I have a whole bag full of mail. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Ooh, thanks, Homer. So this one comes to us from the Slimer. Who calls himself the Slimer? I mean, look, I know I have that nickname, the Sports Princess, but the Slimer? All right, so the Slimer says, Katie, what do you think of old Newt running for president? Handicap it for me. How much of a chance do you give him? Let's be real. He's so old school, so out of D.C., I don't think he has a prayer. Yep, I think he doesn't have much of a chance of winning, first of all, the nomination. I mean, forget that I'm running for president. Won't you vote for me? He has to get the Republican nod. I don't think it's going to be Newt Gingrich. No. Who it's going to be? People seem to lean toward Mitt Romney, but Ron Paul's getting a lot of attention. They can't discount Ron Paul at this point Could he seriously win the nomination? I mean, there's so many people that have thrown their name in the ring for this, but ultimately it's up to the GOP to pick who it's going to be. And when that process, that nominating process, when all that goes through, everything's tallied, who's left standing? I don't think it's going to be Newt. This one's from Susan. Susan says, "Hello, America. Tonight I'm an avid listener. And I noticed you haven't talked very much about Muammar Gaddafi, and I know that's because of bin Laden. It is pretty intriguing what's been going on with Osama bin Laden after the announcement that shocked the world. But for goodness sake, what has happened to Libya? Thanks. Give me an update." Fair, that's fair. We have actually talked a little bit about Libya, and it's interesting you bring that up because Gaddafi made a little bit of a brief appearance on TV very late on Wednesday. He hadn't been around for weeks. I mean, at least, you know, remember, this guy can jump on the tube whenever he wants to. So he was on the state television for several minutes. He sat and he was there with tribal leaders. He didn't speak, but nobody had seen or heard him since the end of April, after that NATO airstrike on his home and his compound, you know, the command compound, the fact that one of his sons, remember, was killed. So there were rumors swirling around that maybe he was actually killed too, that he was hit in the airstrike. But he did make the appearance, and it was designed, I'm sure, to stomp out the rumors. Now, like everything else, we have to question authenticity. Are the photos real? Was it somebody posing as him? What was the deal? So to confirm the authenticity of that, the screening, the camera zoomed in the date shown on the screen close to Gaddafi, and it read Wednesday, May 11th. He, of course, had his trademark black sunglasses on and that crazy hat. He's the king of weird hats. He had on his hat, and he just sat there with the tribal leaders, and that was it. He was in some kind of a hotel, it looked like, but didn't say anything. Boy, this Gaddafi thing, it's interesting, Susan bringing that up, has really dragged on. I mean, how long has this been, this now stalemate? Because it's really like a stalemate in Libya. And what about the people of Libya? How many of them are going back to their homes? How many of them fled and haven't been back? A big chunk of people, a big amount of people, did leave and have not come back, and then others are just weathering the storm. All right, here's another quick one. This one is from Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie says, "Kate, do you think the president gets enough of a bounce to get reelected after the killing of Osama bin Laden, or will the economy kick him in the butt in the end, and will a Republican end up being president next time around, slaying the incumbent?" Yeah, you know, the economy is a huge factor, absolutely. But this bin Laden thing is a big, 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 big deal. And now, you know, it's certainly going to be touted on the campaign trail. Here's what I did, got bin Laden. You know, they'll talk about the stimulus, talk about health care, and a few other things. And who knows with immigration, because there's a big push for some kind of immigration reform. So the answer is the approval numbers are pretty high, up to 60% I saw today in one poll. And it's always tough to knock out an incumbent president anyway. So it's going to be hard to beat Obama. Coming up next, bad.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its true cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose liquid zeolite. Liquid zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
They move him out of...
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you
get in the park
and you have
get in your park,
you go,
hey, get over here, you in the white shirt
on America tonight. We're gonna turn to some bad boys, including the thieves who stole 500 gallons of gas in California. Did you hear about this? Yep, it's true. You know, I wonder if they didn't do that old-fashioned siphoning thing. Ugh, I couldn't do it. I could not do that. See where someone sticks the hose in? Gas prices get so high. They're stealing people's gas. I mean, this is on a much bigger scale. The cops are looking for four guys who decided they were going to avoid the high prices at the pump. They stole 528 gallons of gas in Pasadena. It was a mobile station that they hit early on Monday morning. What they did was they activated the pumps with some kind of card or something else before pumping $2,400 worth of Supreme unleaded gas into containers on two flatbed trucks. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but laugh. And they think the suspects who had hooded sweatshirts, they showed up in their surveillance video, are affiliated with organized crime because they say the white trucks that they see in that surveillance footage are the same ones they've seen like a couple of weeks ago at another station where they took off with 1,700 gallons of gas. And they say it's just been much more prevalent. So there's, with this now turning up twice, they have uncovered cases in which stolen gas in huge quantities
has been sold to smaller gas stations. They think this might be some kind of an organized deal. That's what they're doing. It's not necessarily it's for personal gain, but it's for monetary personal gain, not for just putting it in friends and family. It's not a friends and family plan necessarily. It's an organized crime deal. How about that? Well, now everybody's on the alert, but what can you do? You have your cameras up, and they find a way to get in, and they obviously have. It's pretty tough to shut that down other than them busting up the ring. I mean, basically, that's what we're talking about. You might have read something about this. The fact that the guest list at the White House is receiving a lot of attention lately. In particular, one of the guests, a guy that many of you know by the name of Common, who is a hip-hop artist. So everybody's saying, or I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of radio talk show hosts, especially in the Washington area, are talking about why would he be invited to the White House. It's raising a few eyebrows. And, his lyrics are why the controversy is. And the First Lady is holding a poetry reading. So that was the idea. He was coming to the poetry reading. He's from Chicago, so there's a connection there. And he was coming to be part of that. So it became a fair or foul because he is, with the lyrics, he's seen as a bad boy. So how could the White House have him there? Here's the thing. His lyrics, some of the lyrics are brutal. There's no question. But who cares? Who cares? Yes, we could put this whole thing in the bad boy category, and I have, because it's interesting, the interpretations and the fireworks that this has set off. But at the same time, who cares? Do we care? Do we care, who's there to attend this? And by the way, Laura Bush also had a poetry reading. She brought in poets to have readings of Emily Dickinson or Walt Whitman or, whoever. I can't go down the whole list, but I know, a couple of them certainly. So, I don't know. I think that the transparency issue, you can make a case for that. When the lists of people that have gone to the White House, they refuse to, show the list. Remember that whole controversy? So I get that. But Common being there, I think we're really wasting our breath. If you missed it, it seems that what's happened with Osama bin Laden has spurred on a bunch of nutballs to do some crazy things in the air, including one guy who I think was just obliterated out of his mind on however many cocktails and really scared a bunch of passengers when he made a move up the aisle from coach trying to get to the cockpit and bang on the door and all the passengers basically wrestled him to the ground. Anymore, most people jump up, I think most, or there's at least some people on a plane that will jump up and immediately try to wrestle the person to the ground if someone's doing something crazy. Well, that happened the other day. Then you have this passenger who got very loud, very disruptive, tried to open an emergency door on a Delta flight from Orlando to Boston on Tuesday night. Again, the passengers subduing him. Nobody was injured, but it really, really upset a lot of people. Of course it did. He wouldn't have been able to open the door, I don't think, in flight, because if you think of the pressurization thing, that's not possible. So the good news is the flight landed safely at Logan International Airport in Boston, and they've got somebody in custody on what they're calling suspicion of interfering with a flight crew. So I'm going to say he's a really bad boy, and here's what some of the passengers had to say about that incident.
It's a little scary, yeah. You say, boy, I was on a flight, you never explained anything to happen, and something might have happened, but it didn't, and it ended good.
They moved him out of that precarious position and then secured him somehow. And then when we pulled in, six troopers, some of the biggest guys I've ever seen in my entire life, got on, and they looked so serious.
When we were in Orlando Airport, he was kind of getting angry because the flight got delayed. And I know he was drinking because he asked me to go to the bar with him, so that's probably why.
Do you love that guy's accent, the last guy? You think he's from Boston? So there was something he didn't, I guess, realize who was on the flight. And I think he was just inebriated and out of his head and furious or because of the delay, I guess. But there was an off-duty cop on the flight that helped the crew in keeping him on the ground. And they got him under control pretty quickly. And the officer sat with him for the rest of the flight. And I think the people that weren't near him didn't realize that he was trying to open the door, didn't realize that that's what was going on. Like I said, you wouldn't be able to do that because of the pressurization, but it would still be pretty scary. It's scary anytime something like that happens because you don't know where it's headed. You don't know what's going on. And where does your mind wander when someone jumps up and they're screaming and, yeah, that's what happens. Here's another one. You know, you can run from the law, but ultimately there might be something that trips you up. There was a 65-year-old bad boy suspect in a $7 million Connecticut robbery arrested two decades after the heist in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Noberto Gonzalez Claudio picked up in Puerto Rico after all this time. He's accused of participating in the armed robbery of a Wells Fargo bank back in 83. And it was one of the largest. I kind of remember some details of it. It was one of the largest heists of cash, certainly at the time. And dozens of people were arrested in that. Like, there were other collaborators in it that were picked up. So I guess it was a matter of time before they found him. But, boy, he disappeared for a pretty long time. Two decades? Yeah, he was doing something right as far as hiding out. That seemed to be a theme here, hiding out, whether it was Bin Laden hiding out of his compound or this thief who will get probably 275 years of prison time. He'll never see the light of day. So I hope he enjoys some of those millions that he ripped off from that Connecticut bank. Gives you something to think about, doesn't it?